The Border Patrol is facing what union officials say may become a catastrophic personnel shortage. Nearly a third of its agents are looking for new jobs, many of them at the new Federal Air Marshal program. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, that could leave fewer people protecting the borders.
In recent years, the Immigration and Naturalization Service has been working hard to recruit new Border Patrol agents, using ads like this one currently running in Arizona.
If you want excitement in your job, then join the United States Border Patrol.
But at the same time, the Border Patrol is losing thousands of agents to better jobs. Frustrated by low pay, mandatory overtime, and a lack of upward mobility, this 33-year-old agent from McAllen, Texas, who doesn't want his name used, is doing anything he can to get out.
Job, tracking down people and stuff like that, you know. It was interesting. And now they've taken the job to a whole new level of boredom.
He and 29 others in his small Border Patrol station have been accepted to the Federal Air Marshal program. Officials say thousands of others all along the border have also applied. The Border Patrol has always had a hard time keeping good people. It's considered an entry-level law enforcement job. The average Border Patrol agent only stays in the job for between 2 and 5 years, and that problem has become more pressing in the past few weeks with the high-profile recruitment effort of the Federal Air Marshal program. In San Diego, local union president Joe DeCero says 40% of the agents in the 1,700-member sector are looking for new jobs, most as air marshals. DeCero says the tremendous outflow of agents will create security problems at the border.
Once the numbers really start coming in, probably post-holiday, when a large number of agents really begin leaving and we see significant reductions in manpower, that will open up gaps all along the border, both north and south.
To fill those gaps, the INS is working even harder to recruit new agents, accepting applications on the internet and over the phone. Spokeswoman Nicole Chulik says that in the 3 weeks following September 11th, 6,000 people applied to be Border Patrol agents, twice the normal number for that period of time.
We factored in the idea that we may lose agents to the Sky Marshals, and we are factoring that into looking at what we have to do recruiting, and we do feel confident that we'll be able to meet those goals.
But for years, the INS has failed to reach its recruiting goals. In 1996, Congress mandated the agency hire 1,000 Border Patrol agents a year for 5 years. But in those 5 years, it has hired only half that many. While there may be 6,000 applicants in the pipeline, union officials say many will not be qualified to do the job. To get and keep the best people, base pay rates need to be increased, and the INS needs to change the way it uses those agents. Border Patrol Council National President T.J. Bonner.
We know that people are getting around us, so let the agents go out and do their job. People sign up for law enforcement careers to do law enforcement work, to put people in jail.
Meanwhile, the 33-year-old Border Patrol agent in McAllen, Texas, began training as a Sky Marshal this week with a 15% pay increase. He's looking forward to seeing more of the country than the half-mile stretch of border he used to patrol. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.